Hello and welcome to another video or podcast, depending on the way you're watching or listening. So this week I've been thinking a lot about giving credit where credit is due. So in most of the rest of the world, it's pretty clear what is intellectual property and what isn't. If you create a piece of unique artwork, you can copyright that, and anyone who wants to use it or copy it should technically the very least offer credit, and most will probably pay you for being able to do that. So it's pretty straightforward there. But working in a space where we are working with skills that can go back hundreds if not thousands of years, I mean, I wouldn't say that anyone can claim to have invented flint and steel or be able to say who on earth did. So there's skills that certainly go back a long ways, and we kind of pass those on, and they are essentially in the space of, I think the term is creative commons, where anyone can use it, no one has trademarked it, and it's just a skill that everyone knows. Now the question comes in, when do you start needing to give credit for something? Because say someone comes up with a novel and new way of using flint and steel, a technique, or maybe a specific tool that goes with it. If I were to use that, personally, there's probably not much of an issue. But then if I were to start teaching it without mentioning that this is where I got my skill from, would that be unethical? It raises some very interesting questions, and questions where I don't necessarily have the answers yet. So if we take a look at another thing, that might be a slightly more black and white. And that is recipes. Now I do a lot of outdoor cooking, and I get my outdoor cooking ideas from a lot of the books, cookbooks, websites, sometimes other videos. And I may tweak a little bit here and there, but it's a tried and tested recipe. So if I use it, if I say bought the book Forest School Adventure and use a recipe out of their book for my sessions, that seems to be in keeping with the understanding of the book. The book was published for forest school leaders to be able to do it with groups. So that's pretty clear that is acceptable use. But now I'm in the position where I'm sometimes teaching other teachers how to cook something, and it sort of raises some questions. Should I basically announce at the end, at the start of every session, exactly where I got the skills from, where I got the recipes from, and might make the session last a little longer? But do I give credit there? I try and give credit wherever I can to fantastic people. I mean, I went on a course with Peter Morton from Red Oak Bushcraft, and he showed me a Japanese square lash. Now, he didn't invent that, but he taught me how to use it, and it was a really novel way that I hadn't used before. So whenever I use that, I now try and give credit to him, because he's the one who introduced it to me. Likewise, if someone suggests a piece of equipment and I'm really liking it, I try and give them a little bit of kudos. Let other people know that this person is fantastic. Got Mel from Wildly Curious. Absolutely fantastic ideas and challenges for building bushcraft and learning and enjoyment of the outdoors. So, of course I'm going to reference her, because she does amazing things, and they are unique in the space. Stuff like Rupert from Feral Science does. It's he's completely reinventing how one looks at a study of science outdoors. And so if I'm using one of his activities, of course I'm going to give credit, because he's created a new novel idea. Let's say I'm using a skill and I've been taught by someone else and they've been taught by someone else, and then we kind of end up with almost a genealogy of skills. Now, it's a lot more clear-cut in something like martial arts. You train with a certain school, and that school can pretty much trace the originators of the form, and they're often very proud of it, and quite rightly so. That this is the person who originally set up this martial arts. These are the techniques and skills passed down verbatim. And for better or for worse, not a lot of deviation is allowed. And generally, if a student decides to deviate, they generally have to go off and found their own school. And that's how you get splits within martial arts. But we are moving, I feel like we are moving away from an era where there were a handful of bushcraft schools. You trained at one, you learnt their way of doing things, and then you taught exactly that way. I feel we're moving into a new era of collaboration. First of all, there are a lot more trainers and people doing outdoor stuff, doing fantastic outdoor stuff out there. So we end up being a unique product of many different people. When I teach flint and steel to groups, I'll have a bit of the person who first introduced me into it, that was Andrew. Then Bush Scout have a really neat idea with using the tinder basket on the end of a stick, so I use that. Red Oak Bushcrafts, Brian Peter, he had a really nice technique for minimizing the chance of getting flint shards in the eye. And then I use all of that together and I add in a little bit of my own, where I buy in hay and use that inside the tin, and I have a certain way of making a tinder bundle, which wasn't taught to me by anyone in particular, but it now has developed. So I'm an amalgamation of all these different instructors, some of which have trained others, trained each other, and all of this together makes the skills I'm teaching unique. Just the same as campfire recipes. Now, a very good reason for, very good argument for why I can kind of claim that I'm actually teaching something new and interesting rather than handing someone a recipe, is that campfire cooking is so much more than just follow your recipe. If you just try and follow a recipe straight out without any experience in campfire cooking, you're going to struggle, unless you're very lucky. Because there are so many variables, and there's so many rules of thumb, and so many things that you look out for. Like, how do you tell whether a calzone is done? And if it's wrapped in foil? Well, it makes a certain sound and a certain feeling when you tap it. So that is something that is difficult to talk about, difficult to demonstrate through a book, but in person, I can straight out show you exactly how to do that. I mean, let's take another example, another disciple, one that I'm working on quite a lot, because I've developed a Tops and Knots course. So, if we have Tops, most knots have been around for a long time. So, really, it's one of those, again, flint and steel things. It's an ages-old skill. All we're doing is we are repeating a skill that has been mastered before. But a tarp shelter can be a unique amalgamation of these skills. So I think even though some bits of the tarp shelters that I teach are based on other people's designs and suggestions, I would say that the way I put up tarp shelters, the new unique combination of knots And how I put it up and how I take it down is, yeah, as I said, unique. I don't think there's anyone else doing it quite the same way I do. At least I haven't come across anyone. It's because there are, whatever, 10, 12 different knots and techniques that go into putting up and taking down that tarp. So of course, I can consider that a bit more mine. And I couldn't even give it a name and say I call it the Fast Fly Tarp Setter. And I'm not going to be in the business of trademarking these things. And in some ways, I don't think trademarking is the right way to go. Unless you have really created something absolutely unique and like a piece of equipment, that would make sense. But technique for how things are doing, skills are there to be passed on. But I feel like if there is a skill that you've learnt, I feel like you should be able to pass it on to other people. That's how we've done it for centuries, is passing on of skills. It's not a concrete thing. And I think, yes, if I've paid to go on a course, I should be able to take the stuff that I've learned on the course and teach it to others. But I could be wrong. And this is where I'd really appreciate getting some feedback from you guys. Is, where do you think the lines are? Where is the point where we should really give back a little bit to the people that have taught us something valuable? Where do we give credit where credit is due? How do we really celebrate the people who are developing new techniques, new ways of doing things, and sharing them with others? With that, I think I've run on long enough. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Remember to make the most of every day. And if you're interested in checking out my online tarp course, there will be a link down in the description on the YouTube channel, or you can head to my website at brackenoutdoors.com. Remember, make the most of every day.